Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. One day, Dave, young people may be going to college to learn how to be an organ farmer.
What? A farmer in Oregon?
No, not the state, the body part.
Right, organ farmers. These scientists are doing remarkable work. They harvest cells from a patient and seed tissue scaffolding for growing body parts. I can't even grow a tomato in my yard, much less an organ.
They've already created bladders and ears. Next on the list are hearts, eyes, kidneys, and other organs. Recently, surgeons implanted a bioengineered trachea into a 2.5-year-old child.
Doctors harvested stem cells from her bone marrow. In the lab, the cells were allowed to adhere to a plastic fiber model of a toddler-sized trachea. Then it was placed in an incubator called a tissue bioreactor.
In the course of 2 weeks, the stem cells began colonizing the plastic, and as they grew, signaled neighboring cells to work together to produce all the cell types needed for a functioning trachea.
Since the cells were her own, there was no issue with rejection. And without a perpetual tube down her throat, the toddler was able to smile for the first time. Unfortunately, she died after 3 months due to poor lung function.
If the toddler had survived, she would have eventually outgrown the implanted trachea because it had a plastic scaffolding. Improvements may include donor scaffolding from cadavers or a biodegradable plastic that would allow the tissue to replace it.
What's next are clinical trials and FDA approval so that many others can be helped. As the practice becomes more common, suggestions by scientists and doctors can improve these bioengineered tissues and body parts. Looks like a promising future for organ farmers.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.